So when we sometimes pray and make a decision, and later on we find that decision was wrong, then we feel that, is it that Krishna did not guide me? Or what I thought was Krishna's guidance was actually the mind's voice? Yes. See, first thing is that life is too short to be wasted in post-mortem operations. So, sometimes despite our best effort, despite our best intelligence, sometimes just things go wrong. So we learn from it and we move on. So it's not that Krishna misled us, or it's not necessary that we deliberately heard the mind voice or rationalized it as Krishna's voice. It's just that life is complicated. Because life is complicated, sometimes things just work out in unexpected ways. Srila Prabhupada, his own example, if you see, his intention was to serve spiritual master's mission, selfless intention completely. But still so many things went wrong. His business collapsed, his godbrothers did not help him, the people with whom he was working in Jhansi League of Devotees, they conspired against him practically. So many things went wrong. So, if there is something to learn, was it that every time Prabhupada did something, he started the League of Devotees, if you read the manifesto, he made it a very celebratory tone, it was going to be the center of his, it was going to be the headquarters for his world movement. And then after it just collapsed. So now, was it that Krishna was not guiding him? See, sometimes we think of success and failure only in external terms. Sometimes, going through failure and growing through it is also a success. So if we stay determined to serve Krishna, even if in retrospect we find that this is not the best decision, but still the principle of serving Krishna will always stand us in good stead. And gradually, as we keep serving Krishna, we will also learn, in this situation, if I act like this is not the best thing. So maybe I need to do more introspection, more prayer, more consultation, and we learn to improve. So it's not that because we are on the path to perfection, every single decision has to be perfect. Sometimes even mistakes can help us to grow. So as long as, see, the success for a devotee is not so much whether the external result comes out or not. We want the result to come out. But the primary success for a devotee is our inner connection with Krishna becomes stronger and stronger. So if that is happening, then we are on the path of success. Thank you.